party is now decked out in laser rifles and laser pistols, and is blowing up mini-me squid heads left and right. Please donate to your local chapter of the NRA today. Let's roll!
So is there anything else in this room?
So there's a room.
Dragon.
What?
There's a dragon.
There's a big old dragon.
Oh, I don't have anything
There's a door to the there's a door to the west and the east.
Can we take a rest? Short rest.
Hold on. Let me look.
Gotta hope so. You know, it's kind of impressive. The two big evil guys that we fought were taken down by just two of our party.
That is pretty impressive. That was the first hit. If the first hit didn't do it, someone might have died.
And you know what? I critted on the first one, so each one got
critted.
By the way, level up.
Yeah. Well, we have
level
to rest.
5. You have to rest.
It's happening.
Okay. Skip. So can we short rest here?
You can actually long rest.
Oh, okay. Well, let's check out the rest. We can finish it, and then we'll take a nap in this room.
So you're going to go into...
Wait, I have 12 hit points. Do we want to open something?
He's told us
it's fine. Okay. It's fine. There's nothing. I mean, with the sphincter doors, you would hear shit.
You know how you can hear things through sphincter
doors? You can hear the rumbling of a sphincter? So which one do you go through, east or west?
East.
All right, so... This dome chamber is full of clutter, a lot of it piled atop a table with 1-foot-high legs. Behind the table is a 5-foot diameter crystal sphere mounted atop a low stand. 5 strange glowing gizmos are attached to the chitinous wall 7 feet above the floor. These devices look like tips of metal wands held in pincer claws.
Maybe our arcana wizard can see if he can discern what that is.
You absolutely could.
I'm doing it.
Dude, what's with the rolls, man?
Try my best.
But you do see, like, all the gizmos. And you're like, I don't know. They do something.
Not a mechanic.
Do we want to... Can we all... is it a very high DC?
So, okay, hold on. So in this in this room, you also see one of those cryogenic stasis pods. He knows what it is, obviously. And
I could make one of those if I wanted.
There's a work table. So you can roll another account check. One more.
Nat 20.
Nice. So you know that the work table, creature that roots through the stuff on the work table is going to take damage.
Don't touch that.
It'll be an electrical charge.
It'll hurt
a lot.
What's electrical charges?
You lightning. Probably don't love it.
So you also know that there's 2 magic items on the work table that were fashioned on different worlds.
Oh.
The first is a sticky metal monocycle with a kaleidoscopic lens that functions like the eyes of minute seeing.
Monocle?
Eyes of minute seeing? What the fuck is that?
Keep that cleric.
The second is a slimy coif made from living space slug that functions like a helm of telepathy. A creature that attunes to this headgear can pick up the Nautiloid's telepathic distress beacons.
Well, I will take that.
You have to attune to it.
Let's sit for an hour.
We're going to do a
rest. You don't have a head. It's a slimy slug. How are you going to put it on?
That's fair.
You just jam it in the bush.
Yeah, I guess you could. I mean, you do have a brain, so I don't know what to do, though. Like, wow, that's going to look fucking weird. You're going to look like a fucking bush. You're going to look like a diseased bush. Someone's going to come and like fucking burn.
He's going to have a ring on it.
Eat my berry!
With a big old slimy thing on his head.
Put it in the bush more, I would imagine. That would be like on top of the bush. They can shove it in.
I mean, if you were wearing it, people would look at you oddly, so he can't shove it in because
what is it called?
It's helm of telepathy, but it looks like a big slug that just would sit on your face.
What's the other one?
Eye of minute seeing. which I don't know what that is. I've never heard of that.
Can I look it up to see what it does?
Or... You may.
Eye of Minute Seeing. It fits over the eyes. You can see much better than normal out to a range of 1 foot. What the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah.
Oh, you have advantage on intelligence investigation checks.
So it's basically like a jet.
So if you were like, ooh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you don't have to attune to it.
Nice.
Although at the same time, it might as well be the fucking bushes.
He doesn't really have eyes.
He can see though, right?
Yeah, he can. So I guess he could put him. He's going to look fucking weird.
Dude, okay, so there you go, buddy. Here's a crystal.
You were going to look. I want to. We need Rodney.
We need Rodney to troll
whatever the fuck he looks like now.
Why do I have a crystal?
So it's called the eye. What does it look like?
They look like crystal glasses, but they're like kaleidoscopes.
You basically have weird glasses that you can look when you do an intelligence check. If you can do it up close to it, you get advantage.
I want to see what
eyes
it looks
of
like so bad.
Scene.
Yeah, but you don't have to attune to it.
So you have like ornaments hanging on you, a big slug on your head.
You're getting a lot of shit right now.
And you have glasses. So you're like a fucking bush.
The slug is like the star of the Christmas tree.
Yeah, right. you just look real fucking weird, dude. Like every
eyes
it's like when
dogs.
You dress your dog up.
Yeah, not even. It's like it's kind of like if you were to take a topiary and just, you know, make it look like a Christmas tree, but you're not even close to Christmas. And all the ornaments don't make any fucking sense.
I look beautiful. Look at me, Glimmer.
Yeah.
That's the slug.
I'm going to look so good in the light.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
You're doing good, bud.
Thank you.
All right. So you guys are going to rest up? Level up?
Yes.
You want to pause it for a second while we do this?
Sure.
Let me cheat.
Wait, I'm still waiting for my 4-hour cup of coffee.
Then don't fucking drink it.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
There's so much fighting. So much fighting. I can't.
The dogs, now the humans.
We're all leveled up.
Right, I'll join you guys in 15 minutes. Go ahead.
So Pius tells everyone, he's like, I think I can. I know how to speak with dead now. I can speak with the dead.
Awesome.
And I want to talk to this guy.
Do you have sex with them also?
Just remember,
you can always.
You get what is it? It's three questions, yes or no.
If you want, I can bring him back from the dead.
No,
that was
don't do that.
He can't talk then.
I'm bringing him back.
No, please,
no. I will not be outdone. I am the necromancer.
Oh my god.
You can feel me.
Oh my god. We're gonna burn you.
Oh god.
That really fucked up the recording.
No, I did.
I my right ear.
Shut up.
All right, so we get. Any questions?
My Keurig would have been done 40 minutes ago.
I would have finished my Nespresso.
This is why I don't have. I have a fucking coffee, mate. Okay. Everybody can eat it.
What's that? Like $7,000?
No. I think it's done. It made a noise.
Tell me when you're
Listen,
ready.
Listen, he can make a cup of coffee from the shitter. So
he can.
That's
yeah.
True.
Who's shitting in the urinal?
When I find that motherfucker.
That was such. Oh my god, I love that story.
Is it Upper Decker?
I was
in the air for Dr. Dickman.
I didn't tell you what? I didn't tell you that story?
No.
So I
think you told it last night, but you were.
You might not have been here.
Yeah.
Or you were drunk.
Yeah. No, you were here. But you
it was
here.
Only 9:30. You didn't show up yet.
You
were here physically.
So, when I worked at this place. A long time ago, I used to have this buddy that
my
would take his.
That would be here early.
Shut up.
Sorry.
That would take his coffee and just throw it in the urinal at the end of the night. Like it was just something he did. Like he didn't want to take it home or whatever.
Whatever he had left, you didn't want to travel with.
So one night I'm in there and I see him. I'm like, yeah, good night. And he throws the coffee in the urinal, and then the old black janitor dude comes in.
He wasn't in the bathroom when this happened.
He wasn't in the bathroom when this happened.
No,
that would have
solved the mystery.
But the old black janitor goes. When I find the motherfucker that's shitting in his urinal, I'm gonna kill him. And I was like, I was fucking shaking, and like I had to just walk because I couldn't say it.
Were you peeing? Or
no,
were you
was
like,
the...
No, I was washing my hands.
Okay.
Like, I had to leave. I should have explained what
you
was
should've.
Going on, but I couldn't because if I opened my mouth, I would have just fucking.
You could have solved the mystery for
I
the gentleman.
I would have cracked the fuck up and not been able to deal with it.
But he thought it was like diarrhea in the urinal.
I don't know what he. I mean, it was
obviously. Yeah,
he did. Yeah, he thought. Someone was just going and fucking ass blasting in
even
the
urinal. Even if it was diarrhea,
every night.
That's a very liquidy diarrhea.
Very,
I mean,
like, you should go to the doctor.
Yeah, you would see chunks. Like, I don't know why he thought
you
that.
You would see, like the two girls one.
And so consistently.
Cup. You would see the...
This guy's got a problem.
Yeah, day after day, you're fucking diarrhea.
If you're eating at lunch, you
dude,
need to stop.
He might have thought, like, during... Like he did it in the beginning of the day, and that, like, after people just flushing all day.
Just watched,
you know, just
the
watch.
Pile of shit in the
just
urinal.
Just everyone
like,
just fucking
oh,
watch
no.
this dude shitting in the urinal.
Piss on his shit.
Like, yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, guys do that. But guys will piss on shit.
Not okay. in a urinal. I'll piss on shit in a...
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you have to.
I piss on shit exclusively in urinals.
So, here's something that you don't know about guys. If guys see toilet paper in the toilet, we will piss on it to make it like explode apart completely,
break up,
like just like till it's pulp.
Yeah,
yeah. And if we don't get it
pushed really hard,
yeah. If we don't get it all apart, we get very upset. Yeah.
They just pee into it.
Look, and I didn't have a talk with any of these guys before I said that, and they all fucking know what I'm talking
about. Last night before she showed up.
Really, the best thing is when you get a little dried piece of turd on the side.
You gotta blast it. Yeah.
And finally you break it down, and you're like,
no, you
boom, gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, you do. and then when you don't do it, you're like, God damn it.
You're like, I'll be back. I'm not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere.
Chugging water.
I'm getting this fucking
right.
thing.
Or it's
whether
not,
it wants
like,
to or not.
So there's no, like, just cleaning the toilet.
No.
I mean, it does get clean.
I mean, if there's
a
little
special cleaning.
If it's a little speck.
Yeah.
And then after it's gone, it's like, I didn't do that. God damn it.
Yeah.
That was someone else.
I miss you, poo buddy.
I miss you, poo pal.
It was my job to get you off.
Oh, and or if there's a cigarette in the urinal, like, that was just, you just blast
well,
that apart
actually,
like it's
in
a German sub.
In men's urinals, sometimes they'll put little, like, flies or stamps or stuff.
Yeah, making target it.
Yeah.
Because they found that guys will target it.
And
it
keeps
everything
you from
just
pissing in a circle.
Yes.
That's how you get boys to go in the potty. You put Cheerios in it, and then they try and hit the Cheerios.
That's a good idea.
I don't
want to hear about
your I never had a problem with them peeing in the toilet. It was always poop.
Yeah, poop is bad. I mean,
get fucked, you goddamn loser!
What? What? Why would you say it to your dogs?
Why was he telling you that?
I don't know. What's his name?
Poor Titan.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
So, I think you learned way too much about men.
I thought...
He said it!
What?
He said last name.
He did.
Who? You did say it!
Yes! He tried to get by.
I repeated you. I was like, yeah. I almost said
it. I'm keeping it in.
Please do not.
If you're a man,
if I have to do a shot, I'm keeping it in.
No! That's not how it works!
That's fucked.
Are you giving him tequila again?
Yeah. Dixie's like, I'll take a shot.
So
the one time you fuck up twice and there's no Ray nephew.
I know,
that's really
sweet. Right?
What if we do this? What if we let him go tonight?
Here, oh. Cliff, here's a...
And then he has to do the Ray and Nephew to start at the next...
Oh, that wouldn't...
That's
oh, no. He's like, fuck that!
Take it right away. And done. All right, moving on.
There's no putting that back.
Because there's one on the horizon.
There is. There's one pretty close up, but it's too late. It's like Grandpa Joe.
Ugh, it's like this little...
I never knew that. It was so
creepy. Well, there's something with...
Chico and the Man.
With the newer the fucking Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, how the mom goes down on like a lollipop or something.
Yeah, she going at it.
Yeah, what's it? The woman who plays Bellatrix from Harry Potter.
Yeah. Oh, Tim Burton's wife.
She goes.
Yeah.
She. I don't think they're married anymore. She goes down on a lollipop.
There's something in that movie when they like they're all sharing candy.
I didn't know Helen
Bonham
Carter was in that movie.
Yeah, they're right.
Yeah, she was
mom. In all his fucking.
Which
movies.
Mom?
Charlie's mom.
Was she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I didn't see the second one.
I didn't
what about
either.
The boat
Cliff,
scene?
It wasn't a second one.
Is Cliff Googling
the boat
it?
Scene?
Yep.
It was a remake.
Did you say...
What's her name?
Isn't that when they're tripping balls?
The boat scene? Yeah, that's when they're tripping balls.
Yeah.
That was fucked up.
Yeah.
Like for
it was inappropriate for a child.
For a kid's movie?
Yeah.
That was pretty...
It was concerning.
Yeah.
Did you find it?
I didn't like it.
I may have.
Pitch Meeting has a really good... fucking thing with that. That's
what, with the boat scene?
Yeah. The whole Willy Wonka thing
for
is...
For the original? Is the boat scene in the remake?
No, the boat scene's not in the remake.
Cliff needs to take this one offline in the bathroom for a minute or two.
What's he doing?
Yeah, she is going down on that thing.
See?
Can I see that part?
Charlie's mom is built different.
It looks like it's taking it from above. You know what I mean? You know how they do that sometimes in movies?
Ew.
Yeah, don't send cinema.
Oh, God. That is a... Yeah,
unquestionable.
That's not that, you know what that's doing.
Is your tiny bit getting all excited?
Oh God! You hate to see it.
It's happening.
You hate to see it.
This is a bad weekend for everybody.
Look at that! It's just a block.
Wait, is Cliff taking?
I was gonna push to go back to the game to speak with the dev spell, but now I'm happy. I was awful.
this tiny thing might work out for us.
Yeah,
because everyone keeps fucking up.
We like the nickname too much. We like it too much.
Fucked it up. You guys fucked up.
Hold on.
You don't. And I almost said that horrible thing about waiting until the next one.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to do it?
You want to wait?
Yeah. You
want to wait? I'm doing this right now.
I've been waiting.
I would have nightmares about it for the next.
Yeah,
week.
You want to show up?
That's
like
that's
I'm sick. I'm sick now. Never
COVID.
Again.
I have COVID.
Dixie never
she
shows
never
up to
never,
another
ever.
D&D
ever.
Session.
I don't storm out. I just
play with
her. Show up for my next job.
She quits her job.
I just do it.
I can't.
I'm up to Albuquerque.
I'm just. I'm in Albuquerque, knocking on your door.
I found the MB. Do your job.
With the.
Yeah,
just no! And then you hear from inside the apartment, I'm fucked! I'm fucked! I'm so fucked!
I'm so fucked! I fucked myself! I fucked myself so hard! Oh my God. What is the... And I'm just holding the Ray and Nephew in her.
And up to the ring doorbell.
Up to the ring doorbell.
We're here!
It's like one of those horror videos, but it's just Ray and Nephew.
Cliff's in the back door. There's no escape. He's got one, too.
Surrounded by Ray and
Nephew. He also has an erection.
You're not getting out of this. We have 6 bottles of Ray and Nephew surrounded you.
You will drink.
It's like in the form of a pentagram.
Come on, we're going back to play D&D. It's over.
You got to do this. We got to play, because we got to finish playing D&D.
Yeah.
All right. Speak of the Dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, first question. And other people can suggest questions, but it's pies.
Understood.
No. He says, where are the bigger squid guys?
It's got to be a yes or no question, right?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, it doesn't?
At least I was going to say, in the movie, like that's a yes.
No, I thought it like had to be like a one word.
No, answers are just usually brief, cryptic, or repetitive. Mm.
He goes,
yes,
not here.
Who are we questioning? I'm sorry.
The thing we shot in the top of the fucking head.
Okay, I was waiting 15 minutes for my coffee to brew. So I wasn't.
It's probably really good, though. I mean, it's $7,000 or $8,000.
Yeah, but it's $20 beans.
Yeah,
right.
How about is
each
this,
bean?
Is this ship fixable?
It's actually good coffee. I know
it is. It could be with the right parts.
That would then say
what parts. Well, are those parts in this world?
Or
not built.
Maybe your god can become this.
It's thing. 5. Is it 5 questions?
5 questions.
5 questions.
What else do we want to know?
So the parts.
What are you doing here? What's your purpose in this world?
What's any of our purpose?
Fucking
No, I won't. I take that one back. That's not fair. But it, you know. He goes, traveling, finding life.
Like classic alien.
John Luke Picard.
So we would know that the other ship, this is now a different ship, if the big guys are somewhere else, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, they could be somewhere else.
On the ship, or have we explored all
the way? We've explored the ship, but they could have left.
Yeah.
You know, you don't
really... Oh, that's true. Yeah, they could have just left.
Are they coming back?
Oh, is that what you asked?
No, that's a good one.
Right.
Are there any of you squid face people coming back, big or small?
Don't like name squid face.
Shut up, squid face. Answer the question.
Only three on ship.
That's not what we asked.
What was the question?
Are they coming
we asked
back?
If they were coming back.
Well, there's technically five.
I guess nobody actually left.
Those little
so
squid
maybe that
things
was
don't
it.
Count.
Oh, they didn't count them?
No.
Oh, wait, so there's a third guy on the ship? Well, he's
not on.
Now. Yeah,
well,
that was fifth question.
That was fifth question. He can't answer anyone.
So we killed two, so that leads us to believe there's another one?
But we searched the whole place.
Yeah, he did. There's nothing. There's.
He could be off the ship.
Yeah,
that's
he
true.
Might have left. What.
Yeah.
Maybe he went to go find park stuff.
Could have been a big guy, too. You don't know.
Maybe he wanted to go pussing.
He's out there pussing.
I love how pussing has no set definition.
I gotta go, guys. Don't
pussing. Be any.
It's like the new fuck.
I'm gonna build some little plaques so that people can hang on their front door.
Yeah.
Out
pussing. Be back at 9.
Yeah. Yeah, make it so we can change the time. Yeah.
A good day pussing's better than a bad day working.
True. That's the truth.
Just change. You know, all you need is pussing and just replace all the fishing ones with it.
Yeah. That's
what
I was thinking.
Gone pussing.
Yeah. Gone
pussing. It's got a hook.
Right.
Yeah. Still works.
And it's perfect.
Yeah.
That was like my idea where I wanted to get a bunch of screws printed out and just replace all the hearts on people's cars where it's a, you know, I heart my dog. just put the screw on it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Why would you fuck with a dog on that?
Why would you fuck with a dog?
What if it's like I heart my kids?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's hilarious. It's even better. You know it's funnier.
I heart my Notre Dame graduate.
Oh, God.
Just the family with the kids. It's
the
arrow. It says, I fuck, and just points to one.
You know, you just put a screw in between each one.
Yeah.
Screw. Anyway. Yeah, so that's what you get.
All right. Maybe it's worth a shot.
You get what you
get. No, that was neat. Plus, we got to see the spell in action.
Yeah.
Is that your Stanley mug?
By the way, you're like super jealous because do you have Speak
oh, no,
with the Dead?
No.
Yeah, so you're like super jealous that he
is
just
that
did that.
The,
yeah,
that
I mean, I wasn't happy to
be able
to
do before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cup.
Yeah. Stop playing with your dick.
No.
Yeah, we don't own Stanley. We're
adjusting the balls.
I see.
Cliff's playing with his penis.
No,
I'm
not.
Stop playing with your penis.
Please, Cliff.
Was my balls a little.
Why are his pants off again?
I don't know. Why did you change into like really revealing shorts?
They're not
weirdo.
Really revealing.
I thought he had
their skin color.
Those are very high shorts.
They're really high up.
They're not high up.
Yeah, they're pretty high.
The inseam, you mean?
Yeah.
I watched.
They're also very
actually,
thin
this is
material.
Funny. I wish I saved it, but I was
is
watching a. I was watching.
Were you wearing those all
TikTok
day?
TikTok video,
yeah.
Or I'm sorry, Instagram video before, and it was two gay guys that said,
on the gram.
"This is how you know your shorts are gay," right? So they started with capris. They're like not gay. Trendy with like the African American community.
Capri?
They bring it up. They bring it up to about knee level, and they're like trendy with like hillbillies,
mm-hmm.
which is true.
Nah.
Right.
They bring it up above the knee. They say trendy with like the chads.
Okay.
And then they said once you hit that 1.5-2 inch mark above knee, that's when it gets gay.
Gay.
Yeah.
And it's gayer when it's shorter and tighter.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that all makes sense.
All that makes sense.
And then at the very end, the guy goes, and I know this because I'm gay.
Oh, hi, little friend.
What about when you have the material, when you can
I'm gonna
see
pause
the silhouette
this.
Of your penis?
No,
I feel
let's
like
this is good.
I work with a guy that wears, like, skin-tight pants. And you can't help but notice sometimes just, you know,
well,
we found
that there's you can buy underwear where you can put a dick mold in it so it looks like you have a big penis. Yeah.
I could see this dude
like a
doing
John
that.
Hamm version.
Yeah, like John like
would women be annoyed with men if they had
like if you
no
cup?
More than you
well, but I mean if you
face,
see
right?
if you
then
see
then
that
you
right
well,
the guys
a woman wearing like a puff like the puffy
like a
pad
bra
push-up bra.
Well no then they have the inserts too right
yeah.
the one
bra,
yeah.
So it looks
they have chicken cutlets in there.
That's true.
Cool.
Are they chicken
yes.
cutlets? See, this is stuff
really?
We don't know about women.
I thought he was making a joke
like,
about women just jamming.
Yeah, this is
yeah. Oh, look, here's dinner.
Right on the table. Jesus Christ, how long have those chicken cutlets been in there? It smells awful.
Why did I bring two chicken cutlets? I'm not that hungry.
Why the fuck are his dogs?
They're the worst. Because
he went outside and now they think someone's outside.
They're Franken dogs. That's why.
This one's like behind the couch.
Scared me.
Go back to licking your vagina.
Right?
Oh my god.
All
right, my phone's
back.
I'm pushed. Listen,
yeah.
What,
yeah,
what's the fish look for?
No, it's just because you said earlier you replaced the gone fishing.
Yeah.
So it's the perfect one, gone pussing, and then it's got the fish up.
Yeah.
What does it imply?
I guess he's catching puss.
Oh my god.
Is she gay?
Why did they start as soon as I hit record?
I don't know what the fucking problem is tonight! Shut up!
He's so angry.
It's so funny.
He's so angry in his little gay shorts.
He's throttling one of them right now.
they're probably barking because of his shorts.
Well, there's nothing for us to do down here anymore, so we might as well start traveling back, right?
I mean, you're gonna leave the Nautilus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. All right, as you're leaving the Nautilus, you see a giant creature, 120 foot.
I mean,
away.
I guess we could talk to speak with the dead. So no. No.
Okay, I guess not.
Wow.
I guess you don't see that. You're a dick.
You just so happened to time it. Never mind. We stay.
Never mind.
No. We're going. We're going pussing.
Yep.
Going
pussing.
Going pussing.
120 foot.
120 feet away. Yeah.
Oh my god! What is it?
It's big. It's a big thing.
Is it another Nautilus?
No.
Jesus Christ! Don't hide in the dark like that. You scared the shit.
Why would he do that?
Cliff just scared the shit out of Dixie.
The dog over there?
Oh my god.
I haven't heard the little one bark since he went out.
Yeah,
I heard the big one bark.
He's killing
the dog.
Can
you extend the night?
So I'm going to give you a visual. Why are we recording?
Yeah, I was going to say, well, you can record if you want.
You can just tell
just
us.
Don't tell the story.
Yeah,
anymore.
Too early,
just
okay.
Tell us, that's okay.
I was just going to say, did you ever see the movie Tremors?
Yes.
A long time. Is
looks,
that the one with the just
the,
earthquakes
yeah.
around the Midwest?
But it looks like the thing from Tremor, except it has like four legs and it you know it's
got four legs. But
yeah.
The thing from Tremors is a giant worm.
I know, it look but I'm saying the face looks like the thing from Tremors.
Oh, okay. It's not
I don't
like
know
it could
that.
Dig through the ground.
Okay. We see that 120 feet away.
You see that 120 feet away.
I'm gonna have to bust that.
That's okay. You, I mean, I didn't tell you what the name is. I don't care if you look up the thing from Tremors.
Go on, pussy.
No, that's what I'm looking
at. Right.
No, he's looking up the monster.
There was an Amazon package. That's why they lost their shit.
Is this late?
That's what I said.
I feel bad for those folks that have to work. It's 8:30 at night.
Yeah, why would you have to do, like,
maybe
deliver?
Maybe if they worked harder earlier in the day.
Oh, no.
That's
can't
not
say
what it is
that.
Called.
Jesus Christ.
And they could be home
man.
And
you
ready to go
so
out pussing.
Racist.
How many fucking Amazon packages do you get a day?
Is that, that's an Amazon package?
No.
Is that a $7,000 coffee machine or is it just for tea?
That's the $8,000
one. Is that the $8,000 tea machine?
Yeah. Oh no, it's coffee still.
Oh. All
right, so that's what that thing looks like. It's like snake-like.
It's kind of snake like, but look, focus more on the
super
face.
I'll show you now. And it's 120 feet away from us.
Yeah.
Does it see us?
It it's running towards the Nautilus.
Oh shit!
Like, booking.
Is it big?
It's large. Yeah.
Oh,
fuck me.
I
think I've almost seen these before.
I think we're. I mean, we might as well attack it, right?
How far away is it?
Does not look kind.
120 feet.
Doesn't look. It's coming up to give you a hug.
Yeah. All right.
Wait. Hold on. It's 120 feet away.
120 feet away from the Nautilus.
So we pop out and feel free to interject if you have a problem with this. What I'd like to do is now I can't do that.
Shoot it with a fucking rifle.
Yeah, I would like to shoot it with a rifle. Can I switch to the rifle? I have
as your pack weapon.
I have my pistol and shield, so what I'm asking is when I have time to... I won't have time to make it my pack weapon.
Well, then
so
you
I don't get that bonus, but I could just shoot it normally.
You we have a disadvantage because you're not...
I don't
have
to be attuned.
Yeah, but it's not martial. You don't have any martial weapons.
You're right. I don't want to waste that because that could fuck us.
Well, we can shoot it, though.
Yeah.
You guys can shoot.
And you still use Ultra Blast.
I could still use, Ultra Blast.
All right, well, let's roll for initiative, I guess.
Okay. All
right.
Right? Yes.
Yes.
This is how we do it.
Jesus, fuck.
Oh my god, those are terrible rolls.
9 fucking teen.
Me too!
Roll off!
Meanwhile, Rayan has 15.
Okay,
12. You want to move us all the way back and move this all the way 120 feet away?
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
What is
I'm just going to go from one side to the other.
Yeah, that's fine.
Once we get closer, I'll worry about that.
Extra attack.
Rain got what?
15.
Okay, what did Smiter get?
3 and 2 for Pius and Smiter.
3 and 2?
Yeah.
That's bad. It's not good. Okay. So, you're up, Val.
What are we doing, bitches?
You have to shoot. Although you'd probably want to move 20 feet up.
Yeah, do
shoot
it.
And then move 10 feet back.
That's fine. Let's do that.
Are you using your rifle?
Obviously. So nice. You have nothing else that could possibly hit it.
I don't have a rifle.
You have a laser rifle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. How did you forget that already?
I forgot.
That was the most exciting thing to happen.
Rifle didn't jog the memory, but laser rifle did.
I don't have
rifle.
A rifle. What about
laser rifle?
Yeah.
I don't have a fucking rifle.
This is
D&D. Your laser... I guess it's kind of a rifle.
I mean, it's...
It doesn't rifle the light, though.
it's like... That's weird.
11.
Nope.
All right, Barry.
Okay.
Barry, my... Yeah.
That
is... Barry, your dick? Go ahead.
Barry, no. Yeah, I'm trying to remember what he named
his
it.
His middle name is McCockiner.
And you said that the
yeah.
120
so it's,
out there...
It's Barry McCockiner Bush.
Would hold person with them.
It's not Barry, it's Barry.
Makes sense.
What?
It's Barry.
Is this a person?
Barry.
Can I cast hold person
on
it?
No, can't cast hold person on
it. Barry.
Nice try.
Barry.
Macacana.
All right.
Oh, wait, you get 2 attacks. You have an extra attack.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, it's true.
It's shooting.
Oh, you even.
I circled it, please. Multiple times.
Maybe highlight.
Circle and highlight.
Make sure you
italicize
off your
it. Italicize and bold, please.
I have been
okay.
On my rifle.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Of course you wouldn't remember. I'm sorry.
You alright?
Oh my God.
Just gagging.
What's up?
20?
Yeah, that's a hit.
There you go.
Nice.
So much fun.
Nope.
Sorry. Oh, my rifle?
Yeah.
I have a rifle?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, is it a... Do I have a laser rifle?
The one with
man,
the laser in it?
That really fucked you up.
Did you... How much
she's too nervous thinking about
Flip's ball
coming in and fucking her at night.
She's like, can I borrow a hammer and some nails?
I attack with my great axe. You're 120 feet away. I don't have anything else. What about your laser rifle that you just shot? No. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's 6.
6 points of damage?
No, plus 3.
Wait, no, you have...
3d8.
3, so
that's
zero.
An 8 plus 3?
No, you don't have any dexterity.
Oh, that's right, yeah, so
yes.
It's just 6.
Let me take down my...
Wait, so you rolled d8 3 times, and that you got a 6?
Yeah,
2
ones.
What a dick!
I didn't mean to be a dick, that's just not a good roll.
That's fun.
Jesus Christ!
You're a
mean.
Pain in the cunt.
Oh,
oh
God.
He's being such a tiny big bean.
Dude, I thought as soon as I heard tiny, I'd say it again.
It's happening!
2024.
The two of you will be fighting for most shots taken in the day.
We get Bruce fucked up.
Yeah, but none of mine are Rain nephew, so it doesn't matter how many.
Yeah, you win
yeah,
regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you.
Oh.
Fuck you.
Well, you also didn't vomit in the kitchen sink.
That's gonna go down.
That's me, man.
That's gonna be rough.
Hold on,
send that soundbite to us.
You
took
it's your turn. Oh, you're fucked. He's not gonna remember what the fuck's going on.
Wait, do I have a laser rifle?
For
do I have a laser rifle?
I shoot with my laser rifle. You don't have a laser rifle. I
you
shoot with her
like,
laser
you
rifle.
You just have to jam the rifle like into the bush, and then you can shoot it.
Shoot it.
Yeah, shoot it. Do it.
He's got a fucking slug on his head, kaleidoscope glasses, and a laser rifle. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yes, dude, that's the most puss in bush ever.
He is a puss in bush.
He is
puss
in bush.
Puss in bush.
Puss
in bush.
I'm going to do magic missile.
You can do telepathy.
He's pussing
telepathy
all
now.
The bush tonight.
He can talk to us with his mind.
Yeah.
Bush mind.
Bush mind.
This bush got real fucking weird.
It got way weirder.
Hold
on. Leave some
yeah, actually... Can you talk to us with your mind rather than out loud? I might be less weird.
Everyone watch out.
First off,
yes, I like his mind voice.
First off, he started out pretty fucking weird. Now he's real fucking weird.
Oh my God. I'm going to talk to the snake thing in his mind.
Dude, he's got
to
us,
find more shit to hang on.
He's
so
got
you
us,
have
we
to,
can't.
You have
why
to
not?
Describe everything that hangs on him. He's got that damaged scrimitar, whatever the fuck that is.
Scrimshaw.
12 magic missile damage.
12 magic missile damage.
That's force damage.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm aware, so I translated.
I know.
Thank you!
You're welcome. Okay.
Speed on this game.
All right, so Rayan has two...
This game will tell you for...
Eldritch Blast beams now.
Okay, yeah, level 5. Makes sense.
That one misses.
Okay.
And 18?
18 hits.
Unless an 8 hits.
8 does not hit.
Okay. 8 points of force damage.
Okay.
If that matters.
It doesn't.
Okay.
All right, it's turn.
Do you guys smell weed?
Maybe.
Narc.
Maybe. Narc.
All right, so this thing moves, I assume, on its turn?
It does move, yeah. It's,
oh,
it's,
dang!
It's,
how far is it from us?
It's 120 feet unless you guys move closer.
No. Yeah. It's moving towards us now because it's its turn.
It's its turn, so it's going to... It double dashes and gets... And now it's 40 feet away from you.
Oh, okay.
Wait, now it's 40?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have done it much differently.
Why?
I would have shot web at it.
You know,
tried to slow it down and entangle it.
That's bush jizz.
Well, if you pay attention.
I thought it was still 120 out.
He thinks he's Spider-Man. Just skeeting all over.
Well,
it was.
No, it was 120 out, and then he moved up.
And now he's
it
40.
Just moved right now?
How
yeah.
do you double
it's,
dash?
It's turn.
How do you double
I'm
dash?
I'm sorry, I thought he was going.
Does it have two actions?
Stop with the weed! It's too much. It's
What's
too
the
much
issue?
Weed.
Your brain's fried now.
Serious question though for you, Big B. How does it double dash? Does it have two actions?
Well, sorry, just dash. That it can move. It moves 40 feet.
Okay, so it moved up 80.
It used action surge.
Oh, did it?
Actually, yeah, it used action surge. It actually it actually burrowed 40 feet. So it's like coming up to you. It's not
like
above
it,
so ground.
You can't shoot it.
It's underground. Can't see it.
Can we run back into the fucking Nautilus?
If you want to.
It might be a good idea.
How big is the opening of the Nautilus that we came in and out of there?
I mean, it's like 10 feet across.
I mean, it probably can get in.
It can.
But at least it won't fucking pop up from under us. Right?
Yeah, let's retreat to just inside the Nautilus. That way, you're right. That's a good point. It can't just pop up from under us.
You'd be surprised.
We can burst through the Nautilus.
Yeah, I would
decking.
Be very surprised.
I mean, I would be surprised.
No, but it can jump.
Well, that's fine.
It can jump in front of us. So everyone's in agreement. These are turns to push back.
What I probably could do, if we don't want to run, is Smiter could walk up.
Rayan's already done.
Well, it's not your turn. You can't run.
He's running in place in anticipation. He's pussing, man.
He's getting ready to puss.
He's getting ready. I'm going to puss.
He's pussing out.
No one knows what that means, though. We don't know. It can be. It
has
so many.
It
has so many.
It means everything.
It's the new
and fun. Nothing at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, first
the
off,
two pusses.
Can we all move back so that we're like 50 feet away from it? You know, with like 55 feet away.
Step back.
Sure.
Far.
Why don't we do that?
Okay.
All right, we'll step back. Smiter will go up front.
Anyway, I'm just going to move him. I'm going to move him
back.
Back.
Okay.
Yeah,
move him back.
So you said it's 15 feet. Right?
Yeah, we'll all move
that
back and get ready.
Some puss in for the rest.
Yeah.
Smiter's going to step up front, and he's going to take the dodge action.
Okay. That means I get this.
So
I get disadvantage.
Nails
pies. You what?
Disadvantage on attacks, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's going to step in front of the burrowing thing.
You're so strong!
Okay. So are you still on the ground, or are you in the Nautilus? You decided to back up 50 feet? So
no, not 50 feet. We decided to step back. Like
so you're 50 feet
from it.
Okay.
Or 55 feet, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then everyone's behind him.
Everyone's behind him.
Smiter.
Okay. I mean, you guys can do whatever you want.
Why don't you guys spread out a little
you
bit
guys
behind?
Have. You guys have...
So that we're not
time
fucking,
a little bit,
yeah,
not really, but yeah, 6 seconds.
You want to come up with? Are you sure?
Yeah.
But we can all take the dodge action.
Pious. Yeah, and Rayan's going to kind of stay where he is right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take dodge.
All right, we're ready for it.
Go on, pussing.
Don pussing, baby.
Okay. It burrows 40 feet and then jumps on you. From it had 15 feet.
Okay.
You have to make a DC 16 strength or dexterity throw, whichever one you want.
No, it just hits because we're too far away from each other. And it's large, so it's just smiter.
Okay.
You know, I'm not proficient with a strength.
I'll make you proficient.
Ah, dang, 12.
Mm. Okay. Yeesh. Not good.
You know what we should have done is we should have spread out instead of taking a dodge. I should have held an action until it jumped out.
Yeah, when I sparred.
So is this thing right in front of you now?
It doesn't count as an attack. Yeah.
Well, it does count as its attack.
It's not an attack roll that it would have to
It's
have
not
to
an attack roll,
on.
No.
Yeah.
It does 14 points of bludgeoning damage. And... Seventeen points of slashing damage. So 31 points of damage.
Oh my god.
And it's now like basically on top of you.
And
you're pushed 5 feet away.
Okay.
So it's in your space now.
Yeah. So it would be here.
Okay.
Alright. That was its turn?
That was its turn, yeah.
I did just got pussed.
You didn't get pussed.
That's Pius' turn.
Yep.
Alright.
Time to go puss and Pius.
Puss and Pius.
Puss and Pius.
It's like that movie from Shrek.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
He doesn't know what this thing is. He's going to cast Bane on it.
Okay. I can't... Bane is a...
That's like a
minus four.
Charisma save, girl.
I super crack charismatic.
I bet.
It looked like it.
15.
Oh, he rolled a 20.
Oh, fuck.
It's going to be one of those fights.
It's like,
no, I still look good. Look how good I look.
It does a little dance.
It's like,
it does a little shuffle with its 4 feet.
it's super confident, like a fat black woman.
Can't think of spinning in
I look good.
Fucking thing.
She does look good. You won't convince her otherwise.
All right, so now it's Smiter's turn.
Okay.
Do it, Smite. I got some berries. You want me to come over?
No. I would take an action.
Yeah.
He doesn't have advantage on it yet. Does he? No.
If you take the full action, maybe you take the full health.
No. That's it's not it's not. It's
My
not
god just told me no.
You have a god?
I mean technically you are.
Oh, thank you.
He just has this voice that booms from above.
No!
No, that's not how it works.
Fuck!
Yes, God.
You sound a lot better when you're talking to God.
Okay!
He's going to cast Thunder Smite on himself with his bonus action.
On himself?
Yeah.
That's going to hurt.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing that if he hits.
I get it.
And then he is going to attack it.
Okay.
Ready? Number one attack. Does a 20 hit?
Yes.
Number 2 attack. Does a 19 hit?
Yes.
He's going to cast... he's going to use one second level and one first level smite.
Smart.
All right, so that... And each one is a thunder smite,
okay.
Which does a 2d8 thunder damage.
Okay.
So each attack is 3d8.
Wow.
So it's 68. First one, another...
68?
Which, another 2d8 for the first level smite, that's 8d8. The second level smite is 3d8.
Holy
so it's 11d8.
That's
so
a lot.
I'm just going to use my phone.
That's fair.
That makes sense.
Fucking smush me.
He's probably pretty pissed off he got smushed.
Don't like that. Bow, nah, nah, nah.
Plus my damage, 59 points of damage.
Holy fuck.
Booyah.
It didn't kill him, but...
it was like... Eat shit.
It's Val's turn.
Alright.
Let's do this.
Do I have a gun? Where am I?
You have a gun. But
yeah. You're probably better off just
spinning.
I have extra attack anyway.
Yep.
You get advantage roll for two of them. Yeah. Or you can just roll one.
5, 10.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Nice. But you also get another one.
Do it again.
Second attacks.
Ooh, nat 20.
Nice.
Oh my god.
So roll your. No,
he's
you just
die.
Get a. What are you using? Your axe?
He's
a d12.
Don't use your gun. The thing's almost dead. So just hit him with one of these.
Wait. I got nothing. I don't know why I said
wait.
Everyone looked at me and I'm like, I got nothing.
And then Trump stopped to
die.
Yeah.
Right there.
Wait!
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So I had a senior moment.
I'm kind of glad I waited.
Right, so that's your first roll, so 1 plus your modifier.
How do you die?
3.
So 3. No, so 4 points of damage. And then your second one was critted, so you double this one.
Doesn't her proficiency go up?
No, not a 5.
Yes.
Wait.
Yes, it
proficiency goes up,
but
three?
It doesn't,
yeah,
do your,
it goes from
2 to 3.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
we
it doesn't affect your
damage.
Yeah.
So 14 plus another 3. So
17.
21 points of damage.
You fucking cleave right through its head,
yes,
and kill it.
Clearing this. Need to update.
Your fucking smite made that battle.
I mean, that's what paladins at level 5 start.
Thanks for the
people.
Smite, bro.
So yeah, that I mean, you're already leveled up. It's not gonna make you level up anymore.
Oh, level up again?
No. I said
Wait,
you already.
Spider feels good about
it. He said level up, right?
Already? No, I said you already were leveled up. This is why you don't get inspiration.
This is why. No, it's cool. If I just keep leveling up whenever I want to, that evens it out.
I mean, that's fair, but you're not gonna.
Yeah, already done.
So. Did I get an inspiration token for taking gentle repose as my spell for a paladin?
No.
Oh, I thought because it was
he
a
did
character.
For not taking fireball.
Oh, for the same reason.
No, it's not.
I think I should.
Different.
Mm.
Same, but different.
He's playing his character. General Repose is just a good spell.
Well, no, he's playing. He's playing my character, too.
He
I took it because
he's so thirsty.
He is taking a disadvantage as his character because he doesn't want to break character.
Mm-hmm.
You're just taking a fucking spell that people would have picked anyway.
No, maybe.
Shut up.
Oh. There's other spells I could.
I mean, fine, but you're not getting an inspiration token.
That's why no one likes you.
I know.
Oh my God.
That's why they call you Tiny Big.
I'm okay with you right now.
Oh, so
everyone.
No one calls me Tiny Big Bean. And that doesn't even make sense.
It's a jumbo shrimp. You have to understand the context of what's being said.
I don't like it. I know what it means. I know what it means. Not doing a mold of my penis.
Enjoy.
It's not happening, alright? No one's getting a mold of my penis.
That's my travel penis, sir.
Stop calling it a travel penis. It makes me feel bad.
It fits in my clutch so nicely.
It fits in my clutch. God damn it.
Can we do like a nature check to see if we know what this thing is?